يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
In our previous series, we focused on the internal enemies of Islam and unraveled the treacherous global plot to break Islam from within, which is unfolding right before our very eyes. In this series, we plan to focus on the perpetrators of this global scheme, the external enemies of Islam. Before we begin, we'd like to discuss the significance of this subject through a verse from the Holy Quran which validates our objective. O you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians as your guardians. Some of them are guardians over some of them. And one who will turn to them for guardianship from among you, surely he is of them. Verily, Allah does not guide the unjust people. Most translations of this verse to the English language will lead one to believe that Islam is an anti-Jewish, anti-Christian religion because the Holy Quran has prohibited Muslims from having any sort of friendship or alliance with Christians and Jews. But such a translation of the verse would be incorrect as it puts it in direct conflict with other verses of the Holy Quran, such as Surah Al-Ma'idah, which recognizes certain Christians as a people who will be closest in love and affection to the Muslims. And Surah Baqarah, verily, those who believe and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, whoever believes in Allah and the Last Day and do righteous good deeds, shall have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Along with these and other verses that indicate the Holy Quran's respectful stance on those who belong to the Jewish and Christian faith, we find historical examples when it comes to Islam's peaceful encounter with Christianity and Judaism. Dealing with Judaism, the Holy Prophet made multiple peace treaties and treaties of mutual protection and freedom to practice faith with the Jewish tribes of the Arabian Peninsula until the Jewish tribes themselves betrayed the peace treaties. And in the case of Christianity, we have the example of the Christian king of Abyssinia, Najashi. Najashi did not join the hostility instigated by the native Arabian tribes of Qurayshi and Jewish descent against the Muslims and Islam. Instead, Najashi offered his territory as a place of asylum for the Muslims to seek refuge when they were brought to the brink of extermination by the pagan Arab tribes. Najashi defied all attempts made by the Quraysh to hand over the Muslims to them and continued to protect them until he died, despite having a good political and economic friendship with the pagan Arabs. An important point to note here is that even after the 51st verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah was revealed, the Prophet did not command the Muslims to give up the asylum they had sought in Christian Abyssinia and return to Medina. If what was meant in this verse was referring to all Jews and all Christians, the Prophet would have called the Muslims to give up their homes in Christian Abyssinia and return to Medina. But Ja'far, one of the most beloved companions of the Holy Prophet and the leader of the Muslims in Abyssinia, was commanded by the Holy Prophet to remain there. Why? Because Najashi was a righteous leader who had a profound respect and admiration for Islam and the Muslims. So it is clear from the historical and Quranic perspective that Islam has a deep respect for Christianity and Judaism as a faith and as a people. So the question remains, who then are the Jews and Christians whose guardianship has been prohibited by Allah in the Holy Quran? In order to recognize the specific Christians and Jews whom Muslims should not make their guardians, friends, and allies, we look at another verse of the Holy Quran. Allah does not forbid you from dealing kindly and justly with those who do not fight you for your faith, nor do they drive you out of your homes. For Allah loves those who are just. Allah only forbids you from turning to those for protection, whom fight you for your faith, and drive you out of your homes, and support others in driving you out. Those who seek their protection, they are indeed the wrongdoers. When putting these various verses of the Holy Quran together, we get a clear picture of what is going on. Muslims are the friends and allies of all those Christians and Jews who are the friends and allies of the Muslims. Yet for the past few centuries, we have witnessed that a small part of the Christian world in the manifestation of imperialism and a small part of the Jewish world in the manifestation of Zionism have established an alliance against Islam and the Muslims. In reality, these Zionists have hijacked the true Jewish faith, and these imperialists have hijacked the true Christian faith. And thus, it is this anti-Muslim alliance at the hands of imperialism and Zionism which the Holy Quran was pointing towards when prohibiting the Muslims to be under their guardianship. Now, it was only after the birth of the Zionist movement in 1897 that we find this imperialist Zionist anti-Muslim alliance emerging as a clearly visible phenomenon in contemporary history. It was this anti-Muslim alliance which broke the Ottoman Empire, created submissive puppet nations, sowed discord and disunity, and brought the State of Israel into existence. And to this day, the Zionist imperialist powers are sponsoring Zionist Israel's ruthless expansion and hegemony over the region. We see in the world today that America, the manifestation of modern-day imperialism, and its allies dominate and control the political and economic segments of the world. America remains the self-proclaimed ruling police state of the world, assuming the capacity to defy and destroy anyone who stands in the way of America's greedy self-interests. On the other hand, Israel, the manifestation of Zionism, has risen to a nuclear power capable of waging war against any other state standing in the way of its greedy self-interests, even challenging its very protectors, the United Nations Security Council, Britain, America, and many other European states. America and Israel, Zionism and imperialism, together they are the perpetrators of facade, discord, chaos, war, famine, instability, oppression, and outright corruption in the whole world, especially focusing on the Muslim world and the Holy Lands. It is precisely this anti-Muslim socio-political alliance which comprises of mysterious Western imperialist Zionist powers that dominates the world today, which verse 51 of Al-Ma'idah and verse 8, Surah Mumtahina, were pointing towards over 1,000 years ago. The Zionist imperialist powers, whom inherently have little similarities between one another, have found a common enemy, Islam, the one power standing in the way of their oppressive global hegemony. This anti-Muslim alliance has turned into a joint socio-political and military objective to dominate and destroy Islam through a modern age crusade against the Muslims.
Crusade. This war on terrorism is going to take a while, and the American people must be patient. I'm going to be patient, but I can assure the American people I am determined.
An important point to mention is that those who are subjected to such victimization are not just Muslims, but Christians and Jews as well. True and faithful Christian and Jews are not after a hegemonic control of the world. So we are presently witnessing a rift between the Zionist imperialist faction who is waging a war against Islam and the Judeo-Christian world who has defied the former and have refused to join them in their drive for an oppressive and unjust global domination. Consequently, those whom have rejected this unholy war have also been subjected to economic and political victimization. For the imperialist Zionist powers who rule the world today, there is no tolerable adversary, the enemy has no right to exist, it must be demonized, depoliticized, and downright eliminated. For them, this enemy is Islam. In the Holy Quran, Allah addresses and commands those who believe to not take the Zionists who are in the guise of Jews and the imperialists who are in the guise of Christians as their friends, allies, and guardians, because the Zionists and the imperialists are only the friends, allies, and guardians of each other. True and faithful Jews and Christians are the friends and allies of Muslims, and true, faithful Muslims are the friends and allies of Jews and Christians. But the Zionists and the imperialists are not only the enemies of Islam, they are the enemies of humanity. The verse then goes on to declare that whoever from among the Muslims were to take such imperialists and Zionists as their friends, allies, and guardians would be recognized to belong to them, or would eventually belong to them rather than the Muslim Ummah. It ends by declaring that Allah surely does not guide the unjust people. In the next episode, we disclose the Zionist imperialist strategy, order out of chaos.